Administrator McCarthy toured a freshwater research center in Milwaukee and then was asked about waters of the U.S. That's a federal plan to define which waters are protected under the Clean Water Act. Some big farm organizations are raising concerns about the plan, contending farmers would lose control over things like ditches on their property. But McCarthy says the proposal is not an attack on agriculture.
Agriculture is an important community for us to make sure that we have absolutely protected their exemptions under the Clean Water Act. We have not extended further into their business, and we don't want to. But they need clean water as well as we do, and we need to protect the Great Lakes as well. So the more that we can work on conservation efforts together and protect wetlands and continue to restore our waterways, the better off we're all going to be, and I know agriculture agrees with that entirely.
The Wisconsin Farm Bureau says it wants clean water, but does not like the waters of the U.S. plan. The Bureau's Karen Geffert says she worries some exemptions for farms could eventually go away.
Or there could possibly be a permit requirement. We see this as regulatory creep. We would rather have, instead of this definition as the waters of the United States, we would rather see this as something that we handle locally within the Wisconsin DNR under state waters.
Conservation groups like the Wisconsin Wetlands Association say if science is adequately applied in the federal rule, as many as 1 million acres of wetlands in the state could be better protected. Public comments on the plan are being accepted for about 2 more weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.